Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
The faster we run, the further away the dreams and riches become. Lost in the sun, spinning and turning, blind in the burning
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. I hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and then one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, and that's ageofthecustomer.com. I'm having a great visit with our new friend, Sean Callahan. He's Senior Manager for Content Marketing at LinkedIn.com. And I've been using LinkedIn for a long time, almost since they began, and I encourage you to go there. And they and right now, Sean, they've got one extra reason to go to LinkedIn, right? Because of Bizzo.
Well, sure.
Tell us how Bizzo works.
Well, Bizzo is a platform that allows marketers, particularly B2B marketers and marketers of high consideration products, to target their customer base. And we can do this a number of ways. We can do it through display advertising and social media advertising.
Mm-hmm.
We're able to, with our pixel, we're able to tell, you know, who a person is, their basic business demographics. We can tell what industry
they're in. When you say pixel, a lot of people know what that have heard the word, they know what that means, but I'm not sure that we know what it means when it comes to big data and what it means when it comes to social media. When you say pixel, tell us what that means. What does that look like?
Yeah, it's just a small piece of code that resides on a website, and using that pixel, we can identify, you know, what industry a person is.
How does it do that?
Well, you would have to ask an engineer how it does it. I just know that it does it. But it has we have information. You know,
it's so if just, I went, if I went, to, if I went to, if I'd gone to your website 2 years ago and just showed up and looked around and left, how would that pixel have known what industry I was in?
Well, we have gathered data through business publishers, for instance.
Yeah.
And other people about they've shared anonymous data about their subscribers,
mm-hmm.
and so we know again what industry they're in, what their job title is, what their location is, their seniority, and that information is activated when they visit not just the Bizzo website but any website.
So
this is
cookies on steroids, right?
I'm sorry?
It's cookies on steroids.
Yes, it's cookies, yes.
But on steroids, because you know about me before I get there, right?
I
just haven't gotten there. Whereas cookies is sort of after the fact, right?
Yeah. So I think you're describing it very well. And so when we have this information, and a marketer, if say they're in the construction industry, they can find the people that are going to buy, say, their windows,
mm-hmm.
put in houses, based on, you know, we know that person's in the construction industry,
right.
And we can serve that ad no matter where they go on the
web. So let's say I know, okay, so that's the deal, right? So you're saying that if I show up, so when I go to a website and I look for a product, and then I go somewhere else and I look for a wholly completely different product, different industry is different as night and day, and an ad for a product I looked for before shows up on that screen, that's big data following me around, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yes.
Is that Bizzo?
Yeah, that we can do that. That's called generally called retargeting.
Right. How do you do it without How do you do it without seeming creepy?
Well, Zappos does it a lot.
Yeah.
And they are totally transparent about it. They'll say on their ad,
We're going to stalk you.
Well, they say, you know, this is why, if you click on it, you find out this is why this ad is here, because you came and looked for loafers,
right.
So we're going to try and sell you some more loafers.
And you can check out anytime you like, but you can never leave.
Well, no, Zappos will let you. They'll let you opt out.
Okay.
If you find it disconcerting that this ad is there, but I think most people, you know, they look at it and they know that if this is relevant content for them. And
well, do you recommend? Do you recommend this? Is this the kind of approach you recommend for small businesses?
I think this is a great, great idea for small businesses because, and here's why: because businesses spend so much money trying to get people to their website,
right?
And so many people bounce. You know, less than 5% of people when they come to a website share their email address. So with this, you get to continue the conversation. You know, say someone comes to your website, so even when they leave, you can serve them advertising that's relevant to what they were looking at, and continue the conversation.
How do we find Bizzo on LinkedIn?
I'm sorry?
How do we find this platform on LinkedIn? LinkedIn.com, and then go to, and then is there a Bizzo link there?
Well, the Bizzo website is still active.
It's still active? Okay, so go to Bizzo.com, B-I-Z-O.com. Yep. Is there someone there that will take me by the hand and walk me through this?
Oh, absolutely.
All right. Yep. Is it expensive? Deal. Is it expensive?
Well, it is not expensive. It is effective.
Ah, there you go. It's an investment, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, Sean, and by the way, folks, the new book is The Data-Driven Business. I recommend it to you by Russell Glass and Sean Callahan. Congratulations on that, Sean. Will you come back? You got more to teach us.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd love to come back.
Thanks for being here. Sean Callahan, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.